Today is September 29th, and I'm
30th.
Oh, it's the 30th. Today is September 30th, and I'm recording Keith and Nancy Green. And, okay, we left off. Keith had recounted quite a lot about the people he had worked with, including some Rangers, people who worked at Phantom, cowboys, which I would like to get more into later, and just, you know, just about experiences down in Phantom Ranch. There were some great stories, including stories about ringtails. So what we were going to do is just first note that Keith remembers that Nancy Panlander, now Nancy DuBois, used to work at Phantom Ranch even before Keith started in the very early 70s. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, so that is noted for the record. So, where I thought we could pick up, and then we can always go back to Phantom...
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Phantom Ranch. Hang on just one. We're going to just stop here for a second.
Okay,
so we are recording again. And so, as I was saying, I think we'll go back to Keith's time at Phantom Ranch because I think there's probably a lot more in there that we haven't covered about Rangers and cowboys and who knows what else. But we did get quite a few really good stories last time, which I think Tom Martin will be really happy to. we'll be really happy to hear. Okay, so yes, it is recording. So why don't we pick up then, since you both are here, we had talked a little bit about, okay, you lived in Walnut Canyon, you lived in Flagstaff, and then you got sent to the outlands of Iowa, and you worked there for how many years?
4 years.
And Nancy was in the Carnegie Library, and you were giving tours, right, Keith?
I was mostly sitting in the birthplace cottage, describing furniture. And, well, it was Herbert Hoover's birthplace cottage, and I was describing the furniture that was in it. For example, the bed is really short because back then Quakers used to have I guess they used to sit up in bed when they slept.
Really?
Things like that. They're absolutely irrelevant to Herbert Hoover, but that's what my job was.
Okay. So it was to describe sort of interesting or strange factoids.
Yeah, there was a pie safe. I had to explain how the pie safe worked, and a wood-burning stove. I had to explain how that worked.
And meanwhile, Nancy, you were actually going into the library every day?
Yeah, I was a
director. She was what? Oh, you were the director of the Carnegie Library. Okay. Well, no wonder you had to go in there every day. Okay, so that was some good experience to...
It was Monday.
One year.
Monday.
Friday?
1 year.
Oh, 1 year? 2 years. The two years you were there.
We were there 4 years.
You were there too?
The last two.
Okay. And how did you get that job, do you think? You had gotten your library degree, right?
Right.
And but you had not yet become the librarian at Grand Canyon yet, right? No. So had you had another professional librarian job before the Carnegie?
Yes.
Okay, where was that?
In
Flagstaff. That's right. You worked when it was being, they were
building the new building.
Right, and you were in the city hall.
Okay. Right.
All right, now I've got that straight. Okay, so they hired you for the last 2 years you were there as the director of the Carnegie. And what did you do for the first 2 years?
Tried to get a job. Amazing.
Let me lean in. Say again. Oh, substitute taught. Okay. Boy, you very much paralleled my life. I did that too. Because I was a teacher first, and then I substitute taught, and then I had to wait until I could find a job in a library. So, very similar career path. Except I ended up in a science library, and you ended up with nice little kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys were there till 84?
Yes. No, 82, right?
I left the house.
That's when I got there.
89 to 93?
Yes.
Okay. So between like meeting him, you were teaching up until 89, this is when you guys were in Flagstaff and before you left, you were in Flagstaff and Walnut Canyon. And
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have that on another tape, so we won't go over that again. Okay, and so 93, you leave, and did you leave because you had been hired at Grand Canyon?
Yes, I had been hired.
You had been hired. So you applied long distance? Okay, how did you hear the opening?
I have friends.
Aha. Friends in high places let you know about it. And the other librarian had retired, or what happened?
Well, no, it wasn't a library. It was special ed. I
Do you, can you hear what
they
she's saying?
They hired her as a special ed teacher, not as a librarian.
Oh, this is in 93? You went back as a special ed teacher.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and then you, had you yet found, been hired as a ranger yet in 93?
Yeah, that's why we moved. I was not hired. It was, what we had done is we had decided we had to get out of Iowa.
Okay.
It was just too hard on us, and
yes.
So, the marriage was going sour because of it, and so we went, well, okay, whoever gets the job first, that's where we go.
Okay.
And so I was applying all over the place for Park Service jobs, and she was applying for library jobs.
Okay.
And she heard about the job there at Grand Canyon.
The special ed job.
Special ed job.
Which you already had your certification in.
Right. And so she applied for that and got it.
And you lived in a teacher's house there?
Yes.
Okay. On the South Rim?
Yes.
And Keith, what did you do then?
Well, actually, it was pretty funny. It was teacher housing, but it was the school district was building actually this teacher housing that we were going to be in, but so they had this trailer that had about 10 rooms in it.
Four bedrooms.
Yeah.
Two baths.
Yeah.
Was he telling the truth? Not exactly.
Well, it's close. Four, two, that's six already.
Say again? Can you get that, what she just said?
No.
Hang on, I'll bring... Over.
Sorry, if you want.
Yes.
What, Nancy?
She was describing where they lived.
Do you want to use this? Sometimes we gotta use this. She can spell out stuff. W H E N.
When? You? P U. Put? Put the... The bedroom? Bed... In... I-N-H-E. When you put the bed
in.
I-N. Oh, in the.
B-E-D, bed.
Bedroom, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. You put the bed in the bedroom. It.
F-I.
Okay, it filled, maybe?
Filled, all right.
Did it? It was that small of a room.
Yeah.
A teeny tiny room. And so they said there was a lot of bedrooms and stuff, but they were tiny little rooms. That was the biggest one?
Yes.
Mm.
So it was like a trailer?
Yeah, it was a trailer.
And how long were you in there?
Until March.
Oh, and you started in September?
August.
Oh, wow. So that must have been pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, you had to climb across the bed to get to the bathroom.
Okay. So it's just like a temporary trailer while they're building the houses? Or house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the one funny story is that one day we had a snowstorm going on outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we were... It was so cold that we got into the bed, and we were in bed, and we were watching snowflakes blowing in through cracks in the wall on one side, and some of the snowflakes actually made it out the cracks in the wall on the other side.
Oh my gosh, that is cold. That is really cold. Wow. I'm going to just wipe your mouth real quick. Is that okay? Oh, no, I don't want to wipe it with that. Let's wipe it like this. Okay. So, how long, say March the house is done, and okay, so I still need to figure out what's Keith doing. Were you doing anything between August and March? It was when he, his, spell that next word.
Mother.
Oh, his mother? Dying. It was when his mother was dying. Did you have to go back to where they lived?
Yeah, they lived in California, in Sacramento, or near Sacramento. Davis.
So you went and spent...
Yeah, so I was staying with her while Nancy was starting school, and she... Are you? Well, let me tell the story, I guess. She was a course, you know, we're waiting for them to finish building the house, but what was that story I was going to tell? Doggone it.
But and Nancy's working and living in this trailer, and you go back to visit your mom.
Yeah.
Somewhere near Sacramento.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Davis. Is Davis, California?
Grassville.
Oh, Grass Valley, that's right.
Grass Valley, okay. And were you there for months or weeks?
Weeks.
And then she died?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But,
94.
Nancy. 94. See, we had had to pay for, since it wasn't a Park Service move, you know, from Iowa to Grand Canyon. It was our own move. We had to pay for Beacons to move us. And so we put all our stuff, of course, they packed all our stuff in a big old Beacons truck, but all our stuff only covered about a third of the truck. And so they had other loads in the truck too.
Okay.
And so but Nancy was able to keep up with it on their phone line or their website or something.
Kept up with it how?
On the phone.
Because this was the early 90s when the web was not very great yet, right?
We didn't have that anyway. So anyway, she's keeping track of them, and the truck goes right down I-40, goes right past Flagstaff and Grand Canyon, and heads over to California.
Oh, no.
And goes all up and down the coast of California.
And meanwhile, you don't have furniture?
And we're like, we've got almost nothing. You know, what we had in the car, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
And anyway, the truck, the last Nancy heard, it was actually down south of San Diego, or it was like headed for the Mexico border.
Okay.
And
that's crazy.
And so Nancy called the FBI.
You're like, they're taking our stuff across the border.
And this guy, his name was Bob. Bob from the FBI, but he was pretty funny. But like 2 days later, the next 2 days later, the truck was,
23 hours
later, the truck was there at Grand Canyon.
So he got on it, and I wonder what they were doing. Who knows?
Who knows?
That's pretty crazy. Like bringing stuff up in your moving van from across the border. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, so it got there eventually.
And there's a pretty, I don't know if you need this, but there's a pretty funny art.
I'll be right back with a higher chair.
Okay. At the same time, we got there. They had also hired this young woman named Lori, and she and we kind of met each other waiting for ID, I think, from the Park Service. For what?
I just put on the car.
Something to put on the car for parking?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Was it like identification thing?
Yeah. So we were waiting for that, but we were in line anyway, and we got to talking and got to know Lori, and she ended up in a trailer right close to where our trailer was, so we got to know her pretty well. But we didn't have a phone, of course, because the phone was on the truck. What were we using for our phone? I forget, but they they had to call us by calling Lori, who had a phone.
Okay.
And so...
Lori had a cell phone.
No, it wasn't a cell phone. It was. We're talking, you know, before cell phones. I don't think it was a cell phone. No, it couldn't have been a cell phone.
Well, 1993, they may have had kind of big, ugly things. I don't
they
know.
Might have had
they
one,
might have been the beginning of those kind of big, ugly phones.
I think this was just a regular phone, but anyway.
Just a phone in her place where she lived.
Yeah, but anyway, so Lori came home for lunch, you know, because school was only a block away. So she came home for lunch, and the phone rings. She answers it, and it's Bob from the FBI.
Oh, my gosh.
And Nancy apparently told him, you know, that this is not her phone, but this Bob goes, is this Lori? And Lori says, yes. And she said, this is Bob from the FBI. Shouldn't you be in school?
He gave her a hard time.
Yeah. She's like, yes, sir, but getting yelled at by the FBI.
Wow. So she's a teacher. She was a teacher there, too.
She still is. Actually, she's a principal, not her.
Vice principal. So she's Vice had principal. A long career there.
Yeah.
Wow. 93, 13, almost 30 years. I thought I stayed at Lowell a long time, and that was almost 27.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. She's married and has a kid who's in... Is he in high school?
Middle school. Okay. All right, so she was a bit younger than us then, sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is 93. In March, you move into your new house? How was it? It was a wet house? Say again? Oh, a townhouse. Okay, were they nice?
Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Six rooms? No, 6 units.
Oh, 6 units. Okay.
6 units in a building.
Were you all hooked together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you hear each other? Or?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We had a problem with the electricity. We kept getting charged really high amounts for electricity, and we couldn't figure out why. And we finally got the park electrician to come over and check it out, and they found out that the 6 apartments were not connected correctly to the electrical box at the end.
Uh-huh.
So that we were getting the electricity from this family of 4.
Oh, wow.
That lived down there, and we were getting their bills. And they were getting our bills, which were, you know, I mean, we'd come down to where we were hardly even turning the lights on at night, trying to save electricity because they're having to pay so much for electricity.
Do you want to hold this? Do you, just in case she wants some more, let's see. Electricity back then, I'm just trying to think how expensive it was, but it's always expensive, right? It
yeah.
was probably not as bad as the, you know, 70s or whenever it was really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you remember about your neighbors from there? Anything, I mean, were you in that, well, let's just stick in 1993-ish. I don't know how long you were in that house, but did you get to know your neighbors? Did you have any close friends?
Yeah, we were in that house as long as we were there.
So a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. And 2009. You were there. 2009. That's a long time. So,
yeah.
93, 3, 13, 14. Wow, long time. Okay, so what can you tell me about the people Before we get into your jobs, is there anything you can tell me about the people who lived around you? That any stories about those people? Just about Lori?
Well, there was, what were their names? The principal was at the end of the end for a while. What was his name?
Yes.
Who?
Bess.
Beth? Best. Oh yeah. And it was funny because everybody would always they moved in. One of the first things they did was they'd plant flowers in the back because they all opened onto the forest. They'd plant flowers and plants in the back, and you know, before they knew it, some elk would wander up and eat the plants. You know, they'd have all these beautiful roses and things, and the next day they were gone.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So
you guys kept knew warning, that, though, right?
Yeah, well, it happened to us, too, of course. So okay. We kept warning everybody.
I wish the elk would eat my weeds.
Yeah, there you go.
They only pick the good stuff. Okay, so, and then if you can think of any other things about the people who live near you, that's great. Did you guys have parties, or?
Oh, yeah, we
had some parties?
Yeah, well, birthday parties, and.
Did you get together at all for, did you, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving, or did you usually go see your families then? Say again.
Friends.
Oh, I can't hear it.
Friends?
Friends are family.
Friends and?
And
friends
family.
Are family. That's right.
Yeah, Nancy's folks lived down in Sierra Vista, so we'd go
right.
down there.
Right.
And then my folks.
We're in California?
We're in California. My father, anyway.
So I know from reading her letters, but that doesn't start until 95, that you guys would travel to see your folks.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, my family, everybody lived so far away, and everybody was 2,600 miles away, so we always had Thanksgiving and Christmas pretty much with friends here.
Yeah.
Here, and that was fine. And, you know, so I just wondered did you ever remember any Thanksgivings or anything with the people up there, or did everybody take off?
Well, Thanksgivings we'd be there.
Because you only had so many days off, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did people get together and cook turkey together, or did you just do your own thing?
You know, they get together. We'd cook. And somebody would cook, and I think everybody would cook and have potluck Thanksgivings.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so
I can't think of any particular time, though.
Okay, well, how about then? You March. Your mother is gone, or what?
Yeah, my mom is gone.
Say again. 94. In 94, your mother is gone, and she's teaching special ed, and what do you start working then?
Yeah, what happened was they, I had gone over to the interpretation at the, you know, because that's what I was at Walnut Canyon, and at Herbert Hoover, and tried to get on in interpretation at Grand Canyon, but
is that a ranger position or not?
Yeah,
it is. Okay.
Yeah, that's called it's called interpretation. You're actually describing the resource to the public. You know, it's not like it's teaching Spanish or anything. It's, you know what I mean? It's the people who give talks and walks and,
right,
you know, walk along the rim and talk to people.
You did that at Walnut Canyon too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you had experience with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I tried to get a job at that, but they wouldn't give me one, but they, or a permanent job. But see, I had permanent status. That's why I stayed at Herbert Hoover for 4 years. So I'd get permanent status, but they didn't care if I had permanent status or not.
I wonder if that was illegal. Was it illegal?
Oh, I doubt it, since it's the Park Service. It was probably very, I don't know. But anyway, what they did do is they realized I had housing, because my wife was a teacher. And so that meant I was going to be there, and meant I would be a good employee. So they hired me seasonally every year.
So that was in the summers?
Mm-hmm.
Down at Phantom again?
No, that was on the South Rim.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you were right there in the visitor center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and the, you know, so I was giving talks and walks and all those things.
Okay.
In the summertime, but in the wintertime, I was, you know, I had to be laid off, so, because it was seasonal. So in the wintertime, I started writing articles for the newspaper about Phantom Ranch.
Okay.
And that's kind of, I got the beginnings of a book started doing that. And then I also...
Are those printed out anywhere? I have to get my hands on those. We need to finish that up after this project's done, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever printed them out?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in files, computer files?
No.
No. No.
No, but they're in maybe pieces of newspaper that have been...
Oh.
Laminated, yeah.
Laminated, like her things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at least we've got them, mm-hmm, somewhere, which will be great. And then we could, right, see where you ended up.
And I also put together a bunch of them, a bunch of my knowledge, research and knowledge together, so that I could write a paper for the Arizona Historical Society.
Okay.
And I can find out. I forget which year it was, but we, 1 year we went. They had their annual meeting was in Prescott, and we went to Prescott, and I presented my paper,
okay,
along with a slide presentation.
That was Arizona Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know, do you know about those books? I bet Nancy does. Those books that you can buy, you know, in bookstores and whatnot, but it's both photos and stories about things in Arizona. You know what I mean? It's like they're just little, almost not very thick, maybe like, you know, a half an inch thick, but they, mm-hmm, have both stories and then they have photos. And I wonder if there's been one published about stories from Phantom Ranch.
Yes.
You think there has been?
I know there has been.
But it wasn't you, though.
No. It was another one of the park rangers that he did. What is that called? I forget.
I know. I can't remember, but I know. I can see it.
Arcadia Press.
Arcadia Press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. But maybe, was his maybe from the ranger's point of view?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yours are pretty wild.
Well, he used my material to write it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not very nice. Did he give you credit?
Yes.
Oh, he did.
Gave me credit,
but he basically took your stories that had been published in the paper and used those as the basis of his book?
No, he used my my paper that I'd written for the Grand Canyon Historical Society. I mean, not Grand Canyon,
Arizona.
For the Arizona Historical Society. So, he used that paper as the basis of his, you know, but he was, you know, like you said, it's not very complete.
Right.
And it has mostly pictures.
Okay, and it doesn't really get into, you know, really day-to-day interesting stories from Phantom Ranch. Okay.
It doesn't. It does have, he used this one picture that, when I, let's see, this was in, this would be in the 80s now. But in 1980, they tore out the old sewer system down at Phantom Ranch. It was a septic tank sort of system, and replaced it with an actual sewage plant. That, you know, anyway, in order to do that, they brought down a bunch of machinery, both by boat down the Colorado River, and some of them actually they flew in, some of the pieces they flew in.
But, like on the helicopters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, one of the things they flew in was a Jeep. It was a small, you know, Jeep, I guess two passengers could fit in it, but it was a, you know, anyway, but it was a Jeep. And one time it was parked right in front of the lodge at Phantom Ranch. And I got in it like I was driving. I don't know, I guess I must have been me or somebody. Anyway, a friend of mine, he took a picture of me sitting in the driver's seat. In front, you know, holding the wheel like I was driving it. And that picture is in that book.
Okay.
Bob Aldridge's book.
I'm going to see if I can find that book.
We've got it somewhere.
Well, you know, they just started carrying all these books, believe it or not, at Walgreens. They have a whole gigantic display. And
really?
I'll see if they have his Phantom book Ranch. There, Phantom Ranch.
Yeah, it's by Bob Aldridge.
Aldridge, okay. All right, well, let me just see how I'm doing for time. Oh, we still have time. Okay, so you, your first year there as a special ed teacher, you had taught special ed, though, before. Mm-hmm. Anything that you remember that was worth remembering from that first year? You thought it was really what?
They gave the coach.
They gave what? Oh, I'm going to have you tap. Do a just, they gave a, say again. They, see a coach.
So answering me.
They gave a coach. Can you tell what she's saying? They gave a coach.
Couch?
See if you can hear her.
You gave a couch, was it?
A couch? No, coach.
A job. You have to spell it. I can't understand you. I'm sorry. Monument?
No. M-O-N-I-T.
Hold on. Start over. Sorry, Nancy.
Okay. M-O-N-I-T.
Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say again. Do again. M-O-N.
Monitor.
Monitor. They gave a monitor to work with you. Or to watch you, to see you were doing a good job, or
no,
or you were
her.
The mom. Oh, to help her.
No.
No.
No. That's not what she's saying.
To monitor you. It while you were teaching that first year.
Yes.
How'd that go? You didn't like her much.
The coach.
The coach. That's where I'm having trouble.
Who's the coach? Basketball.
Basketball coach.
Okay.
Basketball coach, okay. He was the monitor?
Yes.
Oh, what the heck? What were they doing? What were they thinking? That's crazy. And he would come in and watch what was going on? Hmm. Very weird. What grades were you in?
K
through 7. Is that right? Okay. Wow, that's a little weird. Yeah, so how did you finally get rid of him? Or did they have to remove him? The principal remove him? Or did he put himself in there? Or who put him in there? Principal put him there. He just wanted to make sure you knew what you were doing. Even though this guy was just a basketball coach and probably knew nothing about special ed. How long was he in there with you? Off and on for?
The first
year. Okay. Well, I guess you wanted your job, so you probably just kind of went with the flow. Did you complain at all?
Yes.
To the principal?
Yes.
Okay, how'd that go over?
He didn't come back.
He didn't come back after the first year? Good. Do you remember any of this, Keith?
No, I don't remember this.
She kept that to herself.
What was his name?
Al.
Al?
Al, I think.
Yeah.
He's the coach or the principal?
The coach.
Okay, the coach. Okay. But he finally bugged out after the first year, more or less, and the principal stopped having you being watched. Okay, that's a pretty interesting story. And then do you remember much about the next year, 95? Did you ever get a helper in there?
Yes, finally.
Do you remember what year that was? Sometime in 95, you think? Special ed teachers usually get helpers, right? Because it's kind of a wilder classroom, isn't it? Or more challenging classroom? I guess Al was supposed to be maybe helping, but he was really watching.
Well, there were two. They split special ed into two groups, the older group and the younger group, right?
And she had the young group.
She had the younger group.
Which really makes no sense about the basketball coach. But
you did eventually get an aide or to come in and help you out?
That's pretty much.
What was her name?
This one was Shitty Bitch.
Shitty? What did you say?
Shitty.
What did you say?
Beth.
Beth.
Beth Sealy.
Oh, that's Sealy.
Sealy, S-E-A-L-Y.
Okay. Did she ever become a teacher? Or was she...
Yeah.
Was she just an aide, or did
it's
she...
Just me.
Okay. How many kids in a class?
About 20.
Okay, there was that many special ed kids up there, huh? Do you have gifted and special ed, or just... Special ed. Say again? There was a gifted class?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And did were the special ed kids how did they break it up? Because it was K through 7. Were they all in there together, all those age groups?
Sometimes? I didn't have some.
I don't know really how special ed classes work, if it's like a mixed age thing, or
yes.
Is it? Okay. And then the gifted was a separate thing.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. And meanwhile, 94, that's when you're working in the visitor center.
Well, me, yeah.
Yeah. And in the summer times, what would you guys do? I know we have, starting next time I'm here, we have 95, so I have some place to start with you, but in the summer of 94, did you guys go somewhere, or do you remember anything? Because I don't have those letters. If you hung out at the canyon, or... That was your first summer... Full after being there a full year.
And see, I was working in the summertime.
Oh, that's right. Remember? And I know that in 95 you were doing Spanish immersion.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were doing it the year before, though.
No.
I was going to say that in your book about Rosa, I'm at about her level of Spanish. Some words in there.
Yeah.
Because they did, you did get some Spanish words in there, which was good. Okay, so let's see. We are at 47. Okay, we have about 10 minutes. So before, let's get into then. Okay, we're in the fall of 94. You're back to work probably. And are you still at the visitor center, do you think, Keith? In the fall of 94?
94, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
That's when the mom died, was right before.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right. But that would have been, well, that was in the winter time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, was it a 90? You started in 93, I think, teaching. Did his mom die that winter or the winter after?
94.
So it was the next year. Okay. All right, so you had to go running back and forth probably a bit for that, Keith, and then that rest of that winter, did you remember what you did at all? Because then we're getting into early 95 probably, right?
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you here, we said, okay, in the summer of 95, she says that you went back to rangering at Grand Canyon National Park, and you went to NAU and did their Spanish immersion, which was kind of, must have been interesting. Not as much fun as going to Mexico or something, but... You still picked some of it up, I'm sure, 10 weeks of it. And then you guys went on a raft trip that year 9 days and eight nights on the Colorado. So were you already working then? And not yet? Not working for Asbury yet? Okay, how did you guys manage to jump on a 9 day, 8 day Colorado raft trip in the summer of 95? Did you pay or did just friends take you down? Moki Mac took you?
Mm-hmm.
These were people you knew from Moki Mac?
Yeah. See, back when I first started it, when I first started at Phantom Ranch, well, that was 95, so, oh gosh, dates.
Well, summer of 95, so, were you already, you actually, he said you were rangering at Grand Canyon National Park, so you actually were down at Phantom that summer?
No.
No, not yet?
Okay.
I know this is really reaching back.
You know, okay, all the stuff that we're talking about is after my first 10 years at Phantom Ranch.
Oh, I know that. Yes, I know.
And so...
Right.
And so, yeah, during that 10 years from 75 to 85 there...
Yes, and then, yes, I have it really straight in my brain because I've been listening to the tapes. So I know that. And then you did the Iowa Flagstaff, blah, blah, blah. Then.
Yeah, but when. So I've been working for Fred Harvey since 72.
Right.
And.
Oh, so
and
you
in
met
73 or 74, sometime. No. No, I was at Phantom Ranch, so it would have been like sometime in the late 70s. I got, there was a chance to go down the river with Moki Mac.
Yes, and I have
as
to tell
a Fred
you,
Harvey employee.
Right, and I know, I've got all that.
Okay.
So you knew those
so
Moki Mac.
So I knew the Moki Mac people really well.
So what, how do you think, did you approach them that summer in 95?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stayed pretty close friends with them for all that time.
The so, River Runners.
Yeah, so, you know, because they were always, when I was at Phantom, of course, they'd come into Phantom Ranch, and I'd buy them all beers, and we'd sit in the back room and have a beer, and then they'd go off and go on down the river. You know, that's how I got to know them.
Do you remember that trip? It was 9 days, so that, if it was a Moki Mac trip, was it, or it was a rowing trip, right? An oar trip, probably. Do you think you guys went, or do you think you went by motor? I don't know if Moki Mac did motor. Did you ever?
Yeah,
they did
motors. 90, well, if it was 9 days, it had to be a motor trip.
Or could it have been, no, could have been a half trip, right?
Yes.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
It was a half trip.
So you either went in from Phantom, yeah, I mean from Marble Canyon, or you hiked in.
Yeah.
Do you remember if you hiked in?
Yes, we
do. Okay, so you hiked in for that one and floated on down from Phantom. That must have, I love those half trips that are really long like that instead of that motor trip like I just did, which was powering through the canyon.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Okay, and then it, she says then in the fall of 95, you were a lecturer for Elder Hostel program for the month of November. Do you remember that? The Elder Hostel people.
Hmm.
They probably brought him in. Did he do that on the top or in down in Phantom? You were wowing them with your stories from Phantom Ranch, the Elder Hostel people, in the fall of 95. Say? On the rim. She said you did it on the rim, the Elder Hostel group. You blocked out the Elder Hostel people. And she also mentions these are a treasure trove, these letters, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, no kidding.
She also says you were writing your article for the newspaper every week.
Yeah.
And you must have been were these a lot of these your own stories, or were these stories also that you had heard over the years from the Rangers and the Cowboys and the employees and former employees? Or was it mainly stuff that you had personally experienced?
It was things that I had experienced and research that I was doing at the time about Phantom Ranch.
Okay, just about the history of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can go pull some of those out if you want to look at them.
Hang on a sec. I'm helping over here. I think we'll save that. We'll save those for, when this is all over, you and I are going to work on that and try to finish that up for you. And what would be really nice is if it was in some kind of electronic format, all those stories that you wrote. And I wonder if, you know, you wrote it for a newspaper.
Yeah.
Was it the Grand Canyon newspaper?
Right.
Do you think they have electronic files that they've preserved? Or do you think it's just microfiche of the papers? I can find out. I'm a librarian. I can find out.
I don't know.
I mean, a lot of times those newspapers were just scanned, you know, and they had them on microfilm. But they didn't necessarily have an electronic typed out file. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So your recollections that you have that are written down, if you ever want to get them into a book, sooner or later they have to go into, they have to be typed into a computer file.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Tom might be able to help us with this, too, because he's a publisher, you know.
Uh-huh.
We could work with him on this. Okay, and since we have a few more minutes, I'm going to try to get through 95. You guys, when did you start going to the North Rim on your anniversary? When did that start?
The day after we got married.
You did it every year.
Every year.
Wow, that's really nice.
Well, every year we could. There were the 4 years we were in Iowa that we, of course, couldn't do it.
I know I can tell from your letters, Nancy, you really look forward to it up there. You go hiking on the trails.
Well, that was her favorite part
of
the canyon.
Well, it was my favorite part, too, to be honest, is the North Rim. Yeah. Well, you were lucky to have all those years up there. Most people get to the North Rim once in their life, you know?
I know, I was just talking, the Aikens, who were the people that lived down the, up Bright Angel Canyon, you know, where the
right.
pump house.
Right.
They went to the, well, Mary and Mercy, anyway, went to the North Rim yesterday. We're on the North Rim yesterday.
Well, this is the most beautiful time right now in October.
It was yesterday or the day before. But they said the trees are perfect.
Good.
They had little, the leaves are yellow with little red tips on the ends, you know, just perfect.
What is your anniversary day?
29th.
On the 9th of October?
29th,
so perfect. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. How many years?
36.
36 years, yeah. Congratulations, you guys. You hung in there. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to turn this off.